Your name?
Paul Barton.
Your age?
26.
Charge against you?
Stealing vehicles.
Speak up.
Stealing vehicles, conspiracy to rob, and burglary.
Sentence?
5 to 10 years.
Proceed.
Having served 2.5 years at the state prison, and having received the permission of the warden, I'm before this board up for parole.
Tonight again, another in the exciting new crime series, Up for Parole. Authentic Cases is actually presented before the parole boards in your state prisons and told here for the first time.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to sit in judgment on another human being to decide whether he shall become your neighbor, your employee, perhaps your friend, or remain where you, society, have put him, behind prison bars. For that human being is a social offender, a criminal, now up for parole. Remember, at the close of tonight's broadcast, you can compare your own judgment with the official decision of an actual state parole board. I ask you, therefore, to listen and consider seriously the story you are about to hear, told from the official records of Paul Botwin, prison number 824-371, now pleading before the parole board and before you for his freedom.
One of those things, gentlemen of the board, the way things happen. I didn't think at the time I did it, when I stole the car and the rest, that this was a crime not only against society, but against myself, too. But, gentlemen of the board, since I got in a stir, I had a lot of time to think. I followed all the regulations and stayed away from influences. I think, therefore, gentlemen, I am eligible for your kind consideration. Well, that's about it.
Who wrote that speech for you, Botwin?
Sir?
You can pick up one like that from any jailhouse lawyer for a buck. Is that what they told you that we wanted to hear?
Nobody coached me. Nobody told me to say anything.
Skip it. That's all beside the point. First, I think we better start from the beginning.
Yes, sir.
Now, the warden's report here says that you refuse to see visitors, especially refuse to see your mother.
Oh, look, you got to bring her in.
And in a letter to the warden, your mother writes...
What difference does it make what she writes?
She says you used to stand in front of a picture of your father, your dead father, a picture in the living room, and talk to him...
Cut it out, will you?
...as if he were alive.
Okay. Okay, it was her and him, my mother and my old man, my girl, too, and her old man, all of them. They made me like this. They wanted me to be like this. They wanted a liar and a crook, and they got it. They made me do it. I can tell you the way they made me do it. They got just exactly what they asked for. Is that what you wanted to know? Is that what you wanted me to say? Okay. I said it.
Well, if you said your piece, Botwin, you can leave now, and the board will make its decision. Or, if you want to, you can tell us what that outburst is all about. What it means standing in front of your father's picture.
Okay. I'll tell you the whole thing. 6 years ago, I was the good kid in my neighborhood. People used to say to their own kids, "There goes Paul Botwin. Why can't you be like him?" I was 19, going on 20, going to mechanics school at the time. I got the good news about 5 o'clock, so I came home and surprised Ma.
Who's that? Paul? That you, Paul? Why, what's that?
Take off your apron, Ma.
Oh, but Paul...
No buts, no questions. Just take off the apron, Mom, and get on your new dress. And... pin these on.
A corsage. Why, Paul, what...
You and me, we're going to paint the town, Ma. We're going out. Best Chinese restaurant there is. Anything you want on the menu.
It happened.
Mm-hmm. It happened and more. Remember I told you at the end of the term, the specialists come down from that electronics company and so on?
Uh-huh.
Big shots to pick three men for jobs. Surefire jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got tapped. Number two man. Started at $39.75 the first week.
Oh, Paul. Paul, I...
Oh, Mom, cut that out. It'll take you an extra half hour to fix up your face. Come on.
Oh, Paul.
Go ahead. Get your coat, Ma. I already ordered the table.
Tell him, Paul. He was a man with standards. He'd be proud. If only he were alive now.
All right, Ma. I'll tell him. You go ahead and get ready. I went into the living room where his picture hung. My father's picture. Right over the piano. A big photo colored by an artist. And I stood there, like I did ever since he died when I was four. Hiya, Pa. Ma thought you ought to know about me being picked out for the job and all that. It may not be much, but I'll work hard. I'll make you proud of me, Pa.
I'm ready, Paul. You?
Sure, Ma. You know, it's almost like he was smiling, Ma.
I know.
So long, Pa. It was a lie. The whole thing was a dirty, lousy lie.
Hold on now, Button. If you can control yourself, we'll listen to the rest of your story.
All right, I'll try. It was just 1 month later, the day I graduated. I was to start to work the next day. I came home. Ma wasn't there. I was going out with Martha that night. She was my girl, and I started to get ready. Who's there? Yeah? Can I help you? What? Hey, look, Matt, this is my house. Who are you?
I changed.
Hey. Hey, where do you think you're going?
You got a drink in the house.
Hey, wait a minute. I don't mind a guy walking in it. Look, Matt, just who do you think you are?
Blood. Take a good long look, boy. Maybe you can answer your question yourself.
You aren't.
Uh-huh. That's just who I am. What'd she tell you?
You can't be.
Leave it to Emma, good old Emma. Always tell the truth, never lie, never steal, She told you I was dead, didn't she? She never told you about him over the piano there, Well, he was in state prison for unlawful entry. Burglary, violation of the Sullivan Act. 15 to 20 years. She never told you then, She never told you your old man was a con. Well, take a good long look, sonny, because your old man has come home. Now, how about a drink? How about a good long drink, We're reunited.
You... Oh, no. No, it's impossible. It can't be. She wouldn't do a thing like that. Telling me... You are him. You are him. Look at the picture. Same mouth. Eyes. You and him. You're the same. The same!
Quit it. Where you gone?
Who cares? Who wants to know? You gonna stop me?
next 24 hours. The whole world fell on top of me. A whole life, a life of lies. Everything I thought was decent was phony. Everything I believed in was a lie. I didn't know who I hated more, my father or my mother. What did I care what happened? My job, that didn't matter. People I knew were saying things behind my back, lies. Saying they knew it all along. That was too good to be true. Well, okay, I said. Okay. I'll be what I am. The son of a convict. I changed. I got hard. Never again was I going to be soft, get sucked in by lies. I'd show them.
I don't think it's a good idea, Paul.
My girl Martha, she didn't understand yet. That's how big the change was. Even she didn't understand. We were talking together in a drugstore in the back booth. Safe place.
You sure it's a good idea, Paul?
Well, what am I going to do? Go back and live there? Look at him every morning and her? Listen to explanations and all that kind of stuff? Look, now I'm on my own, and I got plans, kid. I got real plans. And don't you go soft on me, too.
Oh, it's not that. It's
Yeah, I know. Your old man says it. If I see you, he'll break my neck. Well, I'd like to see him try. You're still with me, aren't you?
Oh, of course.
Okay. With you, I can lick them all. Every stinking one of them. The neighborhood, my job, my old man, and her.
Oh, Paul.
What's wrong?
My father.
Martha, get up and get out of here.
Now, look, Mr. Collins.
I told you never to see him again, and here you are hiding.
We're not hiding.
Do you know who he's been hanging out with? The kind of company he keeps? The things he's been
doing?
Now,
look, Mr. Collins.
You look. Martwin, what did I tell you I'd do to you if I caught you again with my daughter, hmm? I told you I'd break your neck.
Get it out!
Don't get the kind of a man you are. Now, get out of here. And if I ever catch you so much as looking at her again... Well, what you just got is only a sample, Botwin. Just a sample.
He made me look like dirt in front of Martha. They made that happen. My old man and my mother. Okay. If I thought before I knew where I was heading, now I knew for sure. For absolute sure. You, Lefty, you got it straight? At 10, he closes up the store. He's been averaging 250, 275 a night. Friday night, he ought to have at least 300. Now, you take a look out, Vince. Lefty, you go in the store first, and I'll handle the heavy work. Come on, let's go. It's parked on the corner of 137th and Tremont, a Cadillac with white wall tires. The keys are in the glove compartment. Now, I'll meet you at Samish's garage in 15 minutes. A grand, at least. Split three ways. Look, Bart, I said everything in the register.
Yes, but I already told you.
You told me enough. Now I'm telling you. And then came the best. The best of the whole bunch. I was watching my step, staying in a friend's place. And he found me. How? I don't know. He got the right knock and... I opened the door. My old man. Well, how do you like that? Come on, get in. Shut the door. Were you followed?
No, I was careful, Paul. I got to talk to you.
What have you got to say to me?
Paul, I'm on parole, you know that. On good behavior. What you've been doing, it's been getting around. They're blaming me, boy. They say if I ain't a fit father, I ain't eligible anymore to be on parole. They're going to send me back to the pen. It's 5 years. You don't know what that means, boy. I waited 16 years for this to get out and have a chance. You're lousing me up.
Oh, brother, that's the best I ever heard. They're going to send you back for being a bad father because your son is doing jobs in the neighborhood.
Well, what are you going to do? Ma says it's...
Shut up, and I'll tell you. Do I care about you going back to prison? Sure I care, Pa. I care so much that if I had any spit to waste, I'd spit right in your eye. Okay. That's what they wanted. They made me a crook. My old man, Martha's father, the neighbors, and her. My so-called mother. They got just what they asked for. Is that what you wanted to know, gentlemen of the parole board?
That wasn't the end, was it, Butler? That was just the beginning. There was arrest, too, for the car theft. Sentenced to Pine Hill. It was the first prison term. And then there was more.
Uh-huh. You want to hear that, too? All right. I'll tell you.
We'll return to our file in just a moment. But first, this Sunday night, genial Horace Height will hold his first quarter finals of 1950 on his CBS Youth Opportunity Program. During these first months of the year, Horace has been making the rounds of the towns and cities, finding new and fine young entertainers. And the pick of these will compete this Sunday night, when Horace Height's original Youth Opportunity Program comes round on most of these same CBS network stations. Now, back to the true story of Paul Botwin, prison number 824-371. The man who is up for parole.
Proceed, Botwin.
I did my time as best I could at Pine Hill. They treated me fair. They tried to give you a break. I served my time, and after a year, I got out.
You were at Pine Hill, an institution for first offenders, a Wallace prison. They got schools there, no hard labor. Warden wrote me a letter. He said that when you finally finished serving your term, you were offered three jobs. Two were in your own line, telephone repairman. You turned them down. The other one was in a silk house as a shipping clerk. Why did you take that job?
Well, while I was at Pine Hill, I met two guys who told me I was a sucker if I didn't take the job at the silk warehouse because it was an easy money deal if I made my plans right. You see, Martha left home, and I could see her any time I wanted, and she'd marry me no matter what her old man said. So I wanted to make money quick, big money, so we could get married. Well, when I did get out, I took the job, and in a month, I had the place all cased.
That's what we want to hear about, when the truth. Now, tell me, did you see this girl, Martha?
Yeah, I saw quite a bit of her, but I didn't tell her what I was up to. I only told her that soon we'd have some money and we'd go out west somewhere, get out of town.
Paul, I still don't understand it. You're doing well here. You have a good job.
We're going to get out of this town. You just leave everything to me. There's big things coming, baby, real big.
Oh, Paul, I don't care. The main thing is you and me. Oh, why don't we stay here?
Well, what can you build on? A family, a father, a mother like yours and mine?
You ought to see your mother, Paul.
Keep her out of it.
Look, Paul. She's worked all this time. She saved a little money. She's ready to give it to you. We could maybe start a business or something.
Oh, Martha, you still on that? Look, make up your mind. You're with me or against me?
Paul, she's your mother.
She's a liar, that's what she is. She's the one that started the whole thing. You know that.
See her.
I won't.
She's been waiting half an hour.
She's here?
She's outside. She just wants to tell you how sorry she is.
All right, Martha. Go ahead. Open the door. Tell her to come in.
Paul.
Martha said my mother was coming to see me. Well, I got news for you. My mother's dead. She died when I was a little boy of four. She was a fine woman with standards. But she died.
Oh, Paul.
That's right. My mother's dead. Now, go on, get out.
Botwin.
Yes, Mr. Chairman?
Board would like to know if that's still your attitude.
Oh, I know she's alive, if that's what you mean.
I also meant that during your stay in the state prison, you've consistently refused to see her, to open her letters, or to write to her.
That's the way I feel.
Right now?
I just said it.
Go ahead.
So I went on with the plans I had. A heist job at the silk plant. Because that's what they wanted me to do. Okay. That's what I was going to do. First, I saw the fence.
Lined up. You got the truck tag, right?
Right.
You're doing delivery on the truck right in the back.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Truck's due at the plant in Coopersville.
47-minute run, timed it to the second. She blows a tire and a turnout over near Fremont Road. While you're fixing it, our trucks drive up. Tom Zahner, the company driver, you take care of. Our boys will slide the silk into the trucks.
Mm-hmm.
One heads for the Intercity Bridge, the other takes the North End Tunnel. You get $10,000 for the job. The rest goes to me.
Oh, it was smooth. Flat tire, taking care of Zahner, the company driver, transfer the goods to the fence's two trucks, went smooth as silk. One filled up and headed for the Intercity Bridge. The other one for the tunnel. Me on it. Me and the fence's driver. 10,000 was a good start. And there'd be more. Plenty more. Well, we took the extension highway, turned north at River Street, and then I saw the lights in the tunnel. They were blinking on and off. On and off. What's the matter? What's the matter?
They're blinking. I don't know.
Well, is it for us?
Maybe a traffic sign.
Well, get your foot on the gas.
What do you think I'm doing?
What? Well, they're closing it up. It is us. It's no good.
Stop that truck. Okay, out. No tricks.
They gave me the business in court. I took a plea. Guilty. What did I care? Because the first thing they told me when they got me in the station, the very first thing...
We had a tip-off, fella. Good-looking kid, too. Name of Martha Collins.
After that, what did I care? She was like Ma. A liar. Like all of them.
That's it, Button? That's all there is?
Yes, sir. Except I've been serving my time. I never got no marks against me on the report. That's all.
You think that warrants parole?
Well, that's up to you.
No, it's up to you, too. Because your records have a couple of other things on it, too. Like that course you started to take in lathe work and woodwork. Automotive repair course that you started.
What's that got to do with anything?
What's the matter? You ashamed? You ashamed that there's any decency left in you? Is that what you're ashamed of? Ashamed that maybe the world won't think that you're tough, hard Paul Butwin, number 824371? Is that what you're ashamed of?
I got nothing to say.
Just a second. Oh, yes. Yes, okay. Butwin, you've got two visitors. Principal Keeper wants to know whether you'll see them.
No.
Don't you want to know who they are?
I know who they are.
Board's going to pass judgment on your case within the next hour. We're sending you out now, Butwin, because we have to hear another case. That'll take about a half an hour. Then we'll decide yours. We'll send for you. You can go now.
Martha.
Paul, just one thing. I never chipped off the police. They just said I did it so you'd tell about the rest of the gang. I thought you ought to know.
Thanks.
But that's not important. The important thing is... Oh, Paul, I feel so guilty about how little I made you understand. I wanted you the way you were before. I didn't want you and me against the whole world. I wanted to be part of the world with you. That's all I ever wanted. Can you understand that?
Yeah.
Paul, can I say something? In my own stupid way, I thought, I'll save him. I'll save my boy by keeping the truth from him. But you can't build a life on a lie like that. And, well, now the only thing I care about is... Well, I hope you don't hate me too much and you won't hate me forever.
Oh, Ma.
And one thing, too, you ought to know, Paul. Your pa, Paul, he died. He died because he had nothing. Not you, not me, nothing. And, well, I was the cause of that, too. That's all. Martha, we better go.
Yes, Mrs. Butler.
He died because he had nothing and...
Oh, what's the use of talking? What's there to say? Goodbye. I'm glad you came.
Bodwin.
Yeah?
Board's ready. Let's go. Is there anything else before we decide, Bodwin?
No, sir. No, that's all.
Bodwin, all along you've showed two sides of yourself. The decent side and the self-pitying side. The side of you that says, I got shoved, hit, okay, I'll shove back. But there's another you, Bodwin. There's a young man there who wants to belong, to embrace his mother, to get married, and all that that...
Implies. Oh, what's the sense? Come on, get it over with.
You had something to say?
Yeah. Yeah, I got something to say. My old man's dead. You know why? Because me, his son, I spit in his face. I told him, go ahead and die. Who cares? I didn't care what happened to him, to them, to me, to anyone. I killed him. That's what I wanted to say.
That's all?
Yeah. That's all.
All right, Butterfin. Board will make its decision. Step outside with the guard.
While Paul Bodwin waits, and the parole board reviews his story and his parole file, you too have a decision to make on his case. Weigh Paul Botwin's story carefully before you form your judgment, because in a moment, you will have an opportunity to compare your decision with that of the actual board before which he appeared. The cream of the fun and songs on Arthur Godfrey's daytime shows are now brought to you in a half-hour special Godfrey Digest every Saturday night on CBS. So if you want a fast half-hour of humor and songs by Jeanette Davis, Bill Lawrence, and the Mariners, listen in every Saturday night to the Godfrey Digest on most of these same CBS stations. And now back to the case of Paul Bodwin, who is up for parole.
Paul Bodwin?
Yes, sir.
When a prisoner has learned a lesson after his harsh years of incarceration, when a man begins to learn a bitter lesson, this board will always be sympathetic. When a man stops blaming society for his shortcomings and begins to place the blame where it belongs, upon himself, he's learned the basic truth. Paul Bodwin, this board believes that you have begun to learn that basic truth. And therefore, parole granted.
And today, Paul Bodwin, paroled prisoner, is a telephone linesman in an eastern city. A useful citizen, a married man with a son of his own. Paul Bodwin has justified the faith you and your parole board placed in him when he was up for parole. You've been listening to Up for Parole with Michael O'Day. Written by Arnold Pearl and directed by Mitchell Grayson. Research by Wally Gould. Music conducted by Harry Salter. Listen again at this same time next week when CBS will bring you the actual story of case 33750B. Up for parole! This is CBS, where you thrill to gangbusters every Saturday night, the Columbia Broadcasting System.